的口令，身体的每一个细胞似乎都在号召周围的人，来吧，跟着我。是的，就像我这样。
He'd be projecting the instructions, and every cell in his body seemed to be calling out to the people nearby, "Come, join me, be like me."
他赋予激情的感染力令我印象深刻，也让我想到了保罗。
His passion was infectious, left me with a profound impression, and certainly called Paul to my mind.
在加拉太书的字里行间，我们可以感受到保罗也是激情饱满，但同时呢，也是逻辑清晰的为福音真理抗辩。
Reading the lines in Galatians, we can sense that Paul as well is beaming with zeal and passion, but at the same time he defended the gospel truths in a logical and succinct fashion.
在深入论述了加拉太人为什么不能再继续服从律法之后，今天的这段经文显得有些特别。
Having delved into a deep discourse as to why the Galatians should not continue to rely on the works of the law, the passage this morning certainly would be rather unique.
因为在这里，保罗以一种和加拉太人叙旧的方式，道出了这位牧者对迷失群羊的深切关怀和殷切期盼。
Because in this passage, Paul is reminiscing with the Galatians, reminiscing and speaking volume to the heartfelt concern and honest hope and expectation he has for this flock of lost sheep.
下面我就来给大家读这段经文。弟兄们，我劝你们要像我一样，因为我也像你们一样，你们一点没亏负我。你们知道我头一次传福音给你们，是因为身体有疾病，你们为我身体的缘故受试炼，没有轻看我，也没有厌弃我，反倒接待我如同神的使者，如同基督耶稣。你们当日所夸的福气在哪里呢？那时你们若能行，就是把自己的眼睛弯出来给我，都心甘情愿，这是我可以为你们做见证的。如今我将真理告诉你们，就成了你们的仇敌吗？那些人热心待你们，却不是好意，是要离间你们，叫你们热心待他们。在善事上常用热心待人，原是好的，却不单我与你们同在的时候才这样。我小子啊，我为你们再受生产之苦，只等到基督成形在你们心里，我巴不得现今在你们那里改换口气，因为我为你们心里作难。今天的这段经文主题就是保罗劝勉加拉太人要像他一样脱离律法，在圣灵里得自由。
The theme of the passage this morning is about Paul encouraging the Galatians to become more like him, to be released from the law and to have freedom in the Holy Spirit.
经文的信息呢，分成两个部分。第一个部分就是像保罗那样，让基督在我们里面成形。
Then there are two parts to this sermon. The first part is to become like Paul and to allow Christ to be formed in us.
第二部分，在爱中需要恩典并重。
And the second, in love, there's certainly a carrot as well as a stick as well.
那么第一部分涵盖两段经文，就是首尾两段。第二部分呢，涵盖中间的三段经文。
In the first part, there are two stanzas, verse 12, 19, and 20. And the second, there are three stanzas captured in the sermon.
下面我们就来看一下。
Let's take a closer look here.
这个是第一节的前半部分。这个是希腊文的直接翻译。
And this,
所以，
And so the first half of verse 12 is a direct translation from the original text.
这个经文的第一句的第一个词就是命令语气的动词。
So the first part of the verse is an active verb.
经过的前面的前几讲的许多的这些论述和铺垫之后，保罗来到这里可以说是直截了当，从关系的角度对加拉太人提出了明确的要求，呼吁他们采取行动，像他一样。
So after much discourse and foreshadowing prior to this, at this juncture, Paul evidently was just blunt and to the point, making explicit requests on the Galatians from a relationship perspective.
那么像他什么呢？保罗认为，这个其实在哥林多前书的第九章十九到二十一节有很好的说明。保罗认为他在基督里虽然是自由的，但为了要使人领受福音，他向有律法的人就做有律法的人，向没有律法的人就做没有律法的人。
So what appeal did he make? What actions did he want them to take? This was captured in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 19 to 21. In that passage, Paul knewThat he, though he has freedom in Christ, but in order for the gospel to be preached and received to those under the law, he became as one under the law, and conversely to those outside of the law, he became as one outside the law.
那么像保罗，保罗就敦促加拉太人效法他，以他的方式生活。他虽然是犹太人，却不受律法约束。
So Paul urged Galatians to follow his example, to live life his way. Though he was a Jew, he was not bound by the law.
他来到外邦人的地方分享基督，因为律法将犹太人和外邦人隔开，而保罗要借着福音把他们重新归入神的新群体内，而且是合而为一。
He went to the Gentiles to share the gospel, as the law separated the Gentiles from the Jews.And Paul wanted to lead the Gentile into God's creation through the gospel to become one.
所以保罗说，你们要像我一样。
This was why, or what Paul meant by them becoming more like him.
而另外一方面，既然加拉太人是亚伯拉罕的子孙，神的子民，他们就应该不受律法的约束，正如保罗一样。所以保罗说，我也像你们一样。
Secondly, as the Galatians were the descendants of Abraham, the people of God, they similarly should not be under the bounds of the law, as was the case for Paul. And therefore, Paul said here, "For I became like you."
那么在下面一节，这个第一节和最后两节经文，其实他们是遥相呼应的。那么在这里，第一节里面，我们就看到。保罗称加拉太人为弟兄们。
So here, in verse 12, it's captured Paul's pleading to the Galatians.
而在这个第十九节里面呢，他就称加拉太人为我的孩子们。
And in verse 19, he drew the analogy as of the Galatians being his children.
他说，我为你们再次承受惨痛，意思是说保罗将自己呢描述成属灵母亲，愿意再给加拉太人一次新生的机会。
Here he drew the analogy that he is bearing the pains of childbirth for the Galatians.Describing himself akin to a spiritual mother willing to grant the Galatians an opportunity to be born again.
那么这里的基督，直到基督被成形在你们里面，意思就是说保罗盼望基督的种子能够重新在加拉太整个信仰群体里重新孕育成长。
And here by saying to await expectantly till Christ is formed in you,means that that Paul would love for the seed of life of Christ to grow and be nurtured in the churches in Galatia.
在这里呢，还有啊，我们看到二十节里有盼望，这里就是保罗很形容他自己当时是非常渴望能够与加拉太人同在，因为他们正经历着这个啊属灵的危机。
And here in verse 20, it captured Paul's profound love for the believers, and Paul's expressed his desire to be with them physically, given the trial and tribulations that the Galatians are facing at that point.
而且保罗说，我为你们感到困扰。其实这边他也是毫不掩饰他自己为着加拉太人有些不知所措。
And here, Paul also described the fact that he is very perplexed about the Galatians as well.
所以这经文的大意就是，保罗对加拉太人表达了深切的爱。他对待加拉太人就像母亲对待孩子，因疼爱而督责，为的是要建立他们，而不是摧毁他们。
Here again, to capture Paul's profound love for the believers, he treated the Galatians just as a mother would toward her kids, a rebuke out of love, and to build them up by tearing them apart.
而且他为他们的未来担忧，渴望借着再次的重生，让这个基督在他们内心成形。
He is anxious about their future, yearning for their rebirth and for Christ to be formed in them.
弟兄姐妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
我们是否愿意对人说，你像我一样
？Are willing to say this to others to become like me？
许多人觉得自己有很多的缺点，或者认为自己只是一个不起眼的小人物，根本不配。
Many of us see ourselves awash with shortcomings or as someone totally unremarkable, utterly unworthy.
其实，在基督里，我们是被上帝不断塑造、不断改变的。我们和保罗一样，是新造的人。
However, in Christ, we are constantly being molded and transformed by God. Paul and us alike, a new creation.
基督改变了保罗，同样也能够改变我们。将我们从无形的律法中释放出来，活出新生的样式。
Christ transformed Paul, and similarly will transform us, allow us to be released from the bounds of the law and live out a new way of life.
因此，我们不仅可以，也应该吸引别人来效法我们，跟从基督。
Therefore, not only are we able, but we should draw others to become like us, to follow Christ.
这不正是我们的使命吗
？Is this not our commission？
记得刚才我提到的那位代操的大哥吗
？Do you still recall the group fitness instructor earlier？
其实，上帝赐给我们每一个人都有影响力，不要轻忽了影响力。
It's important for us not to overlook the influence that God has gifted each and every one of us with.
另外。在信主后，我们不能让自己在信仰的开端停滞不前。
Moreover, after accepting Christ, we cannot allow our faith to stagnate.
要不断操练灵性，在信仰深处扎根，才能够让基督逐渐在我们内心成形。
But rather to continually engage in spiritual exercises to build deep roots and strong foundation in our faith, so that Christ could gradually form in us.
下面我们来看信息的第二部分。
Let's take a look at the second part of the sermon.
Yeah, 这里面有三段经文，我们里面有一些经文是需要解释，这也是希腊文的直接翻译。
And this is again a direct translation of the text. There are three parts to this passage.
在这个十四节里，我们看到因着我的身体对你们的试探，对你们的试炼。
Here in verse 14, it captures Paul's ailment at the time, and that being a trial for the Galatians at that time.
这个意思是说，当时保罗在加拉太正患着重病。
And here it describes Paul's physical conditions at that time.
而他的病很可能会引起加拉太人对他的鄙视和拒绝。
And at that time, the Galatians could have looked upon his illness with disdain and rejection.
因为当时的人认为那些患病的或者是有残疾的都是不讨神喜悦的。
And I think at that time there is a common acknowledgement that those who are ill were not favored by God.
这里的厌弃有吐唾沫的意思。
And here, when by rejection or to reject, there is a meaning of to spit upon.
所以因着加拉太人的这个文化背景，他们是可能会对保罗吐口水。
So it's a function of the cultural, influences of the Galatians at that time. There would be some potentially some disdain for Paul at that time.
但他们没有掉入这样的试探中，反而是欢喜接待保罗，并领受福音。
However, they did not succumb to this test. Instead, they welcomed him warmly and accepting the gospel with zeal.
因此，保罗在十二节的后半部分就说：“你们一点没亏负我。”
Thus, Paul said in the second part of verse 12, "You did me no wrong."
不仅如此，当初他们待保罗如同神的使者，如同基督耶稣。
And more importantly, at the outset, they welcomed Paul as if he were an angel of God, as he will, as if he were Christ himself.
这就表示他们对保罗有着高度的尊敬，而且他们聆听保罗宣讲福音，就好像主耶稣亲自在他们面前。
This signaled a tremendous regard for Paul. They respectfully and attentively listened to his preaching the gospel, akin to Christ's presence in their midst.
正如保罗在第三章一到五节里面有提到，加拉太人领受福音时，耶稣基督钉十字架已经活化在他们眼前。
As Paul alluded to in chapter 3, verse 1 to 5, when the Galatians accepted the gospel, the crucifixion of Christ was portrayed before their very eyes.
他们受了圣灵，靠圣灵入门。
They received the Holy Spirit.
他们那赐给他们的圣灵在他们中间行异能。
And the gift of that Spirit performed miracles amongst them.
这些都说明了加拉太人曾经经历过圣灵。
All these show that the Galatians had experienced the Holy Spirit previously.
保罗希望这些回忆能够使加拉太人记起他们曾经在圣灵里所得到的祝福。
And Paul certainly hoped that these recollections would remind them that they had received blessings in the Spirit in the past.
所以这节经文的大意就是，保罗借着回顾他第一次向加拉太人宣讲福音时，他们对保罗的这种回应已经说明了圣灵在他们内心动工了。
So to recapture this passage, through Paul's recounting of the Galatians' response to the first time he preached to them, this reaffirmed that the works of the Spirit had already been initiated in their hearts.
下面我们来看另外两节十五、十六节。
Let's take a look at the verses 15 to 16.
这个也是希腊文的直接翻译。那么在这个里面，把自己的眼睛挖出来是什么意思呢？
And here it talks again, it's a translation of the original text. It talks about the eyes being torn out. What does that mean exactly?
这个听起来有点恐怖，但是在古代，人身上最珍贵的部分就是眼睛。
This sounded somewhat gory, although back in ancient times, eyes were considered to be the most precious organ in the body.
这表示加拉太人愿意为了保罗的利益，把最宝贵的东西献给他。
This signaled that the Galatians were willing to sacrifice the most invaluable for Paul's sake.
在此，保罗借着与加拉太人的这段温馨回忆，强调他们当初对保罗的爱，其实已经证明了他们确实领受了圣灵。
So through this warm-hearted memory that was shared with the Galatians, Paul wanted to emphasize that the love they had for him at the outset was a testament that they had indeed received the Holy Spirit.
那么十六节，我向你们说出真理，就成了你们的仇敌吗？
In verse 16, it reads, "Have I now become your enemy by telling you the truth?"
这是反问句。保罗没有指责加拉太人是敌人，但是他问，如今情况是否已经到了这个地步？ So, 我不再是你们的朋友，而是对手。
So this was more of a rhetorical question. Paul did not accuse the Galatians of being the enemy, but rather he asked, Has the situation deteriorated to such an extent that he's now an adversary and rather than a friend?
他希望这强有力的问句能够在这个加拉太人的心里产生一定的刺激和挑战，触发他们醒悟过来，重新和保罗站在一起。
So he hoped that this forceful question would strike a chord in the hearts of the Galatians, both as a stimulus and as a challenge, to trigger them to realize the truth and to once again stand in one with Paul.
那么，这一句这一节的这个大意就是加拉太人对保罗的态度变化令人吃惊。现在如果他们反对保罗，等于拒绝保罗所传的福音，就像当初他们热心接待保罗。表示他们接受他所传的福音。
And to recap this part of the passage, the shift in the Galatians' attitude towards Paul was certainly astonishing. If they are now against Paul, it would be akin to their rejection of the gospel truth which Paul had preached. And just as they were warmly receiving Paul at the beginning, indicating their acceptance of the gospel that he had preached.
下面我们来看十七到十八节。
Let's look at verses 17 through 18.
在这节经文里面，我们看到隔绝这个词。
And here we see the term or the verb alienate.
这个词其实有两层意思。一个呢，保罗是用来指就是搅扰这个加拉太人的这些假教师，有心要离间他和加拉太人的关系。
And here the wordplay alienate, the first is alluding to the false teachers intentionally sowing discord in the relationships that he had with the Galatians.
另一方面呢，他是暗指这些假教师所做的，并非要帮助加拉太人得到完整的救恩，而是相反的，要把他们关在救恩的门外。
And secondly, also hinting that the actions of the false teachers were not intending to aid the Galatians in receiving full salvation, but rather doing so would lead to their being kept outside of the door of salvation.
那么连同十八节我们看到有三个热心。那么热心的原意呢，是对某人重视，或者是对某人感兴趣。
So in these verses, we saw that he alluded to the word zeal three times. The original meaning of zeal is to value someone highly with keen interest.
这个前两个热心，保罗借此指责这些假教师对加拉太人的兴趣，其实是出于自私的目的和动机。
So the first two mention of zeal here, Paul uses it to refer to the underlying selfish intent and agenda of the false teachers' interest in the Galatians.
正如六章十二到十三节，保罗有提到。假教师勉强加拉太人受割礼，无非是怕自己为基督的十字架受逼迫，而且要借着加拉太人的肉体夸口。
And this was recorded in Galatians chapter 6, verse 12 to 13. It talks about the false teachers compelling the Galatians to be circumcised only because they feared their own persecution for bearing the cross of Christ and of their intention to boast through the flesh of the Galatians.
那么第三次他提到的这个热心，其实是保罗再次肯定当初加拉太人对他的接待，并且促请他们现在要和往昔一样，听从他的劝勉，拒绝假教师的迷惑和摆布。
So the third mention of zeal here was again to reaffirm the Galatians' initial reception of Paul, to urge them at this moment, just as it was the case in the past, to heed his advice.And to reject the false teachers' manipulation and deception.
So, this chapter, the 大意就是保罗指出假教师热心不是为了福音，而是为了自己的私利。因此呢，保罗渴望加拉太人能够回归他所传福音真道的热心，即使他现在不在他们身边。
Here to recap, Paul again wanted to point out that the zeal of the false teachers was not for the gospel, but rather for their own personal gains and benefits. And therefore, Paul longed for the Galatians to again fall back on the zeal for the gospel truths that he had preached, even though at this juncture he was not with them in person.
刚才我们讲了信息的第一部分，我们现在来看信息的第二部分。
Let's move on to the second part of the sermon.
显然在 接到保罗的这一封信后，加拉太人必须做出选择，是回归福音真道，还是继续追随假教师，服从律法。
So evidently, upon receipt of Paul's letter, the Galatians had to make a call. Do they return to the gospel truths, or to continue to follow the false teachers and obey the law?
保罗并不强迫，却在恩威并重的劝勉后，寄予他们深切的希望。
Paul did not coerce, but with benevolent authority, he advised and placed profound hope and expectations on them.
加拉太人的经历让我们看到，信仰的成长道路并非一条直线，有时是曲折的，尤其是当我们的信仰根基尚浅，可能会偏离方向，甚至是陷入盲从。
So the experience of the Galatians allowed us to see that the path for spiritual growth is not linear. It can be winding and torturous at times, particularly when the foundation of our faith is still shallow and we are more vulnerable or succumb to being misdirected or just simply blindly following someone else.
有位姐妹刚信主时一腔热情，积极侍奉。
So there was a sister amongst us that when she first believed, she was ardent, actively serving.
但过了一阵子，他觉得自己什么也没有得着，便离开了教会和小组。
But after a period of time, she felt that she did not gain much, and eventually she left the cell and church.
不久，官病爆发，他失去了工作，婚姻也亮起了红灯。他对神非常失望，便听从他过去的朋友，拜回观音。
And again, not long after, with the pandemic, she lost her job.Had marital issues as well, and she was extremely displeased and disappointed with God. Went back to her friends from the past and her idol worship.
他的组长和一位牧者一直主动联络他，最后他才愿意勉强愿意见面。
And her cell leader and the shepherd reached out to her proactively, and she agreed to meet reluctantly eventually.
在那天的谈话中，他从牧者和组长对他的忍耐、接纳和直言不讳的劝勉中，感受到上帝的爱。
During the conversations that day, from the patient acceptance by the shepherd and the cell leader, as well as the frank and truthful advice and encouragement given,
决定回去小组，并且继续参加教会的线上崇拜。
And she experienced the love of God, decided to return to the cell, and at the same time continue to participate in church worship online.
在疫情的冲击下，许多人都经历着人生危机，而对信徒来说，人生危机也就是信仰危机。
Besieged by the pandemic, many people are faced with crisis and adversity. And to believers, these crises in life are similarly crises in faith.
我们需要更多的忍耐、扶持、督责和引领。
And this requires even more patience, support, supervision, and direction from one another.
刚才提到的那位牧者和组长，他们正是依靠圣灵的带领，克服环境的种种限制，包括被人拒绝、施工一再被疫情打断的那种无奈和挫败感。
With the shepherd and the cell leader we spoke about earlier, depending on the guidance and the prompting of the Holy Spirit, overcame a multitude of environmental constraints, including rejection, feeling of helplessness, and sense of failure as the ministry was continually disrupted by COVID.
在接纳这位姐妹软弱的同时，也必须帮助她操练纪律，不断鼓励她在真道上扎根。
And while accepting the sister's weakness at the same time, they aided her to become more disciplined and consistently encouraged her to build strong foundations in the truth.
这一切都表现出一种成熟的牧养态度，终于将那位姐妹引回正道。
And all these are demonstrative of the maturity in the approach towards shepherding, leading to that sister's return to the path of the faith.
亲爱的牧者们，弟兄姐妹们。
Dear shepherds, brothers and sisters,
如果你正为一筹莫展的施工焦虑不安，又或者为你所关切的生命一直不见长进而忧愁烦恼，愿今天的信息给你安慰。
If you are at your wits' end pertaining to a ministry, and feel distressed, or if you're fretting over people you care about that don't seem to be making tangible progress, may the message this morning give you peace.
因为近2000年前的保罗也在他的施工中遭遇同样的不知所措。
Because 2000 years ago, Paul had similar experiences in his ministry.
但他选择为爱受苦，心存相信与盼望。
But he chose to suffer for the sake of love with faith and hope deeply ingrained in his heart.
爱需要严厉，也需要恩慈。
So two sides to love, there needs to be tough love, but on the flip side, a kindness aspect to it as well.
爱扎根于现实世界，回应人的需要。
And the foundation of love in this world to respond to the needs of men.
愿保罗的榜样激励我们，在守望中不沮丧，不动摇。
May this example set by Paul encourage us and drive us not to despair and all be shaken while we keep watch.
成熟意味着基督舍己生命的彰显。保罗在病痛软弱中使基督照常显大，活化在加拉太人的面前。
Maturity is signified by the manifestation of Christ in our lives. Paul, despite his physical illness, continued to project Christ as a living picture before the Galatians' very eyes.
当他们误入歧途时，保罗并不以自己的得失为念，而是以神的道和加拉太人的益处为首要。
When they were misled and went astray, Paul did not focus on his personal gains or losses, but rather prioritized the word of God and the well-being of the Galatians.
他呼吁加拉太人，加拉太的信徒向他，并非要培养保罗门徒，而是效法他，跟随基督。
He called upon the Galatians to become like him, not to foster his disciples, but rather to implore them to follow Christ.
这一切都展现了一位成熟牧者的风范。
All these are indicative of a demeanor of a mature shepherd.
让我们看到信仰，真正的信仰可以承载人生的跌宕起伏，更包括患难。
Allowing us to see that the true faith can indeed withstand the ups and downs in life, including trials and tribulations.
透过圣灵的工作，基督在信徒中逐渐成形，使我们变得更像神的儿子，向着神的目标靠近。
Through the works of the Holy Spirit, Christ will gradually form in his believers, transforming us to become more like the sons and daughters of God and to strive ever closer to God's goals and purpose.
这就是保罗的福音，也是他热切的神学所在。
This is the gospel which Paul has preached and is also the basis of his zealous theology.
加拉太人的软弱也有可能发生在我们身上。
The weakness experienced by the Galatians could very well happen to any of us.
但只要我们在危机中不断信靠上帝，彼此关顾，勇敢地面对挑战，即使是跌跌撞撞，上帝仍看重我们愿意成长的心。
But as long as we continue to trust and rely on God in times of crisis, looking out for one another, courageously face up to challenges, even though there be bumps and bruises along the way, God will still value our will to seek growth and maturity.
他是创始成终的主，必保守我们，使我们的生命趋向成熟。
He's the pioneer and perfecter of our faith, will always safeguard us and steer our lives towards maturity.
让我们来祷告。
Let's pray.
慈悲的天父，感谢你为我们创始成终，在这充满变数的环境中，求你以你那不变的爱保守我们到底，使我们像保罗那样跟随基督，直到长成你爱子生命的样式。阿们。
How Deaconess Pao Wen encouraged us this morning to let our life be a life that continues to grow in God, and that can happen because there's grace in life. So as we now pick up this morning's offertory, let us continue, begin to do so by continuing to offer, firstly, ourselves to God, to let Him help us. For us who are in the auditorium, we are still not having cash offertory. We are still monitoring the situation. So to make an offering, please use the digital method. Let's stand for the offertory hymn. Father, this morning as we worship you together, we are reminded that your grace abounds. And therefore, Lord, we who at times feel that we are not good enough, for we who need to keep coming back to you for our confession, we also know that as your grace abounds, we will grow in you. For Lord, you continue to do that work in our lives. And this morning, Lord, we offer not just what we can, what we have made, but we offer ourselves as well. And may you use them all, use us all for thy glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Let us remain standing for the benediction. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit you may abound in hope. For us who are in the hall, just wave to one another, a way to say hi, right? And then please take a seat. For us who are at home, you can have high five and so on. A warm welcome to one and all of us who are in the auditorium and those who are joining us online. And today, we want to wish all fathers happy Father's Day. Well, we, if we are next to our fathers, we will know best what will be that way that our father will feel your love for him. Okay, it might be a smile, it might be a hug, it might be to complete a conversation that has not yet completed between you and him, or it might be to pray for him. Right, we didn't have a prayer for the people now, earlier on, but if to pray for your dad is how he will feel your love, take time at home and even in the auditorium. Okay, so happy Father's Day. Right, the next announcement is regarding the commentary on Colossians. Okay, it's going super fast, according to Pastor Wei Kang. So if we still wish to have a copy, please order with your Zoom pastor right after service, because after that, it will be closed. All right? Okay, the next announcement is, we will soon send to us, through WhatsApp distribution channel, a form that will look like this. Well, this is one of the projects that we are doing for our family day that is happening in August. We are trying to collect testimonies and in order to construct this evangelism tree of our Jubilee community. So if you know of stories of how your parents, or maybe your grandparents, or maybe even yourself, how you came about to join us in Jubilee, please fill up the form and give us your story so that we can see how the work of God has been done through the years in this community. Right, that's all I have for announcements. Okay, the service is over. Go in peace.